And welcome back to Bugs in the Morning. We have our Mid-Plains guys waiting to visit about last night's board meeting. President Ryan Purdy, Information Officer, Public Relations guy, Daniel Stinman. How you doing, guys?
We're in this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. You have you made your summer plans, I mean, with graduation and all that, and no meeting in June? You got everything mapped out here?
No, actually, we talked about that in our meeting yesterday, just trying to figure out and coordinate summer schedules to see who's gone when and making sure we're not leaving the place empty. So, there's a couple things going to go. There's some conferences that people are going to, and others are trying to get away for a few days here and there just to regenerate a little bit.
Yeah, you need it. It's just you probably feel, with the exception of maybe a little break around Christmas, like it's just kind of a dead sprint from August to May, right?
It really is. You're right. I mean, once you have, you know, we move a lot of our holidays to Christmas break, so we don't take a lot of the smaller ones throughout the year. So yeah, from Christmas break till now, I think we had zero days off. So the day after, you know, the MLK Day and the President's Day and all those, we push those to the staff can have the long break when the students are gone. So,
yep. Yeah. You were in Broken Bow last evening, and before the regular meeting, you had a couple of public hearings regarding acquisition of a couple of properties. Tell us a little bit about that.
So just the statutes that we have to go through is we have to open up a 30-day notice for the public to have a chance to provide input on purchase of real estate. And so that last night did kick off that 30-day. So if there's questions or concerns that patrons have, they need to let my office know, and then we relay those to the board. And so first one obviously was the Osgood School auction that happened here in May, and so we're going through that process right now. And you know, we're heavily involved with the 6 Region 1 Nebraska initiative by Governor Pillen, and identifying areas that we need to address in the service area to help sustain and grow this area. And, and obviously housing and child care are two of the heavy ones, and so that is kind of what we're looking at, is how can we maybe help with early childhood education. We already have the program approved. We do it in McCook. And so how could we expand that to help the North Platte communities, obviously help provide child care workers as well, trained child care workers. So that's a focus that we're going to look at right now. And then what other programs will new populations bring in, with Sustainable Beef and the Rail Park and others coming through? What other programs do we not have that we should be looking to? And so this will provide us some additional space to do some of that program exploration.
Okay, and you had an owner of a martial arts gym located in the school right now speak and give his concerns regarding that purchase of the Osgood School there, and then you had another brief public hearing, because nobody spoke either in support or opposition of that one, for the purchase of the property at 1905 Iron Eagle Court.
And that one's a vacant residential lot. So our building construction program builds houses every year. And so with the electrical automation control building that's going up on North Campus, that was in place of one of our foundations we had for our houses that we built and move off-site. So this year we tried something different, and we worked with Chief Industries, and they donated a lot to us at Iron Eagle to build a house on-site. And so it worked out really well. The faculty, HVAC, electrical, and building construction faculty loved it, because they weren't building a house to move. They were actually building the house, you know, with turnkey all the way through, with landscaping and flat work and foundation and everything. All the HVAC systems completely hooked up, and electrical services and sewer. So we said, let's try it again. And so we don't have a foundation to build that next one. We have one on campus that's getting ready to be auctioned off here this summer, and it will be moving. But we have another one this fall that's going to be gone. But we need another spot. So the board did authorize a purchase of one down there at Iron Eagle Estates again to construct another one starting in the fall. So we had to get it done now so we can close in the summer, get a contractor out there to help us with the foundation work. And so when students do get back, we're ready to roll with the next house. So a pretty exciting program.
Under open forum, you honored several adjunct instructors for their years of service, ranging from 5 to 20 years.
Yeah, a lot of times those adjunct instructors are teaching in high schools, or they're, you know, retired or whatever. And so we do a lot of our service awards during our Fall Enrichment Day, which is in North Platte or McCook. And so we thought this year, why not try to do some of those awards out in their service areas? And so right now we had a handful that actually hit in those milestones, whether it was a 10, 15, or 20-year milestone in the Broken Bow area. So we invited them to come have dinner with the board and to give them and recognize them their certificates and their years of service awards. Mm-hmm. And so it was great to have, you know, I think we had six that were there, and together they probably had, you know, close to 80 to 100 years of experience. And mm-hmm. so we just appreciate them. They mean, they are the bread and butter when you get out those small remote areas to help provide educational opportunities for those students.
Jane Garner was introduced to the board, presented an award for dedication to Mid Plains students in Broken Bow.
Yeah, so Jane, her husband, Mike, got a 20-year service award for being an adjunct, and she's been working with our GED ESL. So we hate to see those individuals retire, but she's decided to call that a career. So she's had been working with us again for a GED ESL instructor up there in the Broken Bow area for several years. And so we obviously wanted to recognize her, too, even though she wasn't one of those milestone 5, 10, 15, 20, but she was retiring. So we felt a good time to do that, too.
Okay. Under actions required by law, you approved authorizing the president, that be you, on or after June 13th, to sign the final draft of the purchase agreements of both the previously mentioned properties, Osgood School and the 1905 Iron Eagle Court property.
Yep, so that's part of that process. We open the hearing so the public has a chance to provide their input, and then at the end of 30 days, unless the board feels differently, then we authorize the close on June 13th. So that's the nature of those two action items.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're getting a good price on those properties, Ryan?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, when you look at what the construction cost was for our Health and Science Center expansion, and we know even with the electrical technology building, you know, you're $200 plus per square foot. And so the price of Osgood, you know, it's over 21,000 square feet. So the cost to purchase is about $20,000 or $20 per square foot. But, you know, the roof's in great shape. It's fairly new. I think it's less than 10 years old. We've been through it. There's terrazzo floors. You know, cosmetically, it's in pretty good shape. It will require some improvements. But even with those improvement costs, you know, we're going to be less than a third of the cost of new construction. And again, proximity. Osgood is, you know, it's across the walking trail from South Campus. So mm-hmm. it is on our property proper. So it is, the location is ideal for what we were able to do.
Okay, you
purchase. One, obviously, that's kind of a market piece. You know, we don't hold that lot long because that lot will be in our possession until the house is sold. And so, you know, that is kind of the market value of those lots out there. So, okay. Yeah, we feel we're getting a good price.
Good. You approve the purchase of air handling and electrical upgrades for the McDonald Belton building from Snell Services.
Yeah, so this is, and most people don't know this, but above the concession area in the McDonald Belton building is a mechanical penthouse. And so that is where our main air handling and all of our electrical services that feed the entire building are housed. They're all original, back to 1970s. And so they're feeling their age, they're starting to wear down, and so time to improve the technology, increase it. And so what this is going to do is allows the Snell to get the equipment ordered because we'll have a tight window. They'll have to shut this entire building down for 3 weeks after graduation and hope to get it back up before some of the Nebraska Land Days festivities kick up, because we do have a lot of those things hosted on campus. But it will shut the AC down and the heat down for the gymnasium for probably 60 to 90 days. And so we got to make sure we can hit the window, that we're not interrupting a volleyball season once that kicks off, you know, coming back August 1st. And so everything's tight. It's a squeeze. And we work with Snell a lot, and we trust that they could do it. But it was an open bid, and Snell was the low complete bid.
You approved a bid from All Makes to replace the desking and side chairs for McCook's McMillan Hall second floor.
Yeah, this is kind of a domino, and so we built we renovated the East Campus there in McCook, and Business and Community Education had been taking up the second floor of McMillan, and so moving Business and Community Education to East Campus allowed us to reconfigure this space as well. So student life, IT will take up a majority of the space, and so just really some reconfiguration, some upgrades of some of the stuff that's there to improve it for students.
Okay, and you approved a sole source bid for a 3-year contract with, they pronounce it, Elsevier, for the purchase of Evolve 360 nursing software.
So this is kind of like a toolbox for your applied techs, and that's kind of how I put it to the board last night. So these are actually a program fee that's charged back to students, and so this really gives them all but about three textbooks and their uniforms for everything they're going to need when they start the nursing program until they graduate. And so it's a little bit less cost for an LPN student, but it's a one-time. They have payment plans to allow the students to cover it. Obviously, their federal financial aid and other financial aid can help them cover it as well. But yeah, it's a pass-through. We have to have the contract, but you know, we've had fantastic passing rates from our LPNs and RNs the last 2 years. Southeast has moved to this style, and they're what they've seen in addition to the high pass rates is retention rates. And so you look at the number of students that start the program versus finish the program, and I think there's going to be a 20+% improvement in their retention rates mm-hmm. by moving to this platform. And so we're excited about that opportunity because we know that healthcare workers are a shortage in the area, and mm-hmm. if we can keep more, we want to do that. But they're already paying something, so this I think is just a freckle more than what they're paying now, but hopefully it will continue to encourage high success.
You approved the purchase of both athletic insurance and catastrophic insurance.
Yeah, and so we have to have, by the NJCAA, if we have intercollegiate athletics, we have to have a secondary athletic insurance in case you do have something happen while they're competing. Now, this isn't for rodeo. The catastrophic is for rodeo, but the other is not, because the rodeo kids with their intercollegiate and their Nebraska, the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association, the NIRA card that they're required to have to compete also is their health insurance. So okay. It's part of their dues. But this is the other athletics. You know, you get hit with a ball or we have a problem or a knee or something, and their primary only covers so much. The secondary, this has to kick in. So it's really an insurance policy for our providers in the area that they're getting their pay.
You also approved the payment of $724,000 to the Nebraska Community College Insurance Trust for the fiscal year 25-26 insurance package.
So that's everything. That is property, liability, workman's comp, you name it. That's our provider. And so we're part of a pool, all six community colleges. We have very, very great experience. We have very few claims. And so we're the lowest cost of any of the community colleges by several hundred thousand dollars. And so we continue to put that feather in our cap, but unfortunately insurance rates are not cheap in Nebraska, so it's cost of doing business. But this is the annual property casualty and all the other non-health insurance or athletic insurance policy.
And you approved the 6-year contract with Instructure for the utilization of their Canvas learning management system.
Yeah, so this is our online platform. So most of the high schools are using Canvas. Most of the 4-year schools use Canvas. We've been with Canvas since right before COVID. We went and beta tested it, piloted it in the fall of 19, and then COVID hit, and it forced us to all use Canvas. And so it's continued to be a great resource for our faculty. Again, students coming in from the K-12s and know the system. When they leave here, they're going to a 4-year most likely if they're continuing their schooling, and they're going to use Canvas there. So it is, again, it's the cost of our learning management system. And when we changed from Blackboard, we were paying over $100,000 a year. And so it was a significant savings to move to Canvas, and we're satisfied with the product.
Okay. Anything under cabinet reports you'd like to point out?
I think the one other item that we had, which was just on that, was the board did last night to approve zero for tuition and fees for our dual credit students. And so we had been at $50 a credit hour, but most of our peers across the state have moved to free dual credit. The students are not eligible for federal financial aid. So for the fall of 2025, those high school students who are taking early entry dual credits will be able to attend mid plans for just the cost of tools, textbooks, and course fees. And so we're hoping that we'll keep most of our students here, but we know that students have taken dual credit. They're about 15% more likely to go on to a higher education than if they don't have dual credit. So hopefully we'll see more college-going rates from our local students.
And this just hopes that we are hoping that this will open up the opportunity for more students to partake in our early entry classes. From experience, you know, getting those students that are enrolled in those early entry dual credit classes while in high school, like Ryan said, tend to succeed. And so we're just hoping that by doing this, more students will open the door for more students to be able to take classes and succeed here at Mid Plains.
Okay. Under action items, you approved non-negotiated staff at 4% and administration at 3.75% increases in total compensation. Also, an increase in retirement contribution percentage up to 9.5% for the upcoming academic year.
Yep. So we have our negotiated faculty that we approved, I think, back in March or April. and they received a 5%. There were some changes and some trade-offs because there were some other perks that we lessened a little bit. And so theirs is a little higher, but total package, it's close to that 4% over time. So the board did approve that for the hourly staff at 4. This is total compensation, so health insurance is included. If health insurance takes up a bigger chunk, then their salary rate will be a little bit lower. But hourly staff at 4, yep, the salary to 3.75. And then retirement's already 9.25%, so it's just a 0.25% adjustment. Again, that's to align with what the faculty negotiated for the other staff.
Okay, the approved part-time salary increase at 3%, and then the adjunct instructor compensation rate of $975 per credit hour.
Yep, and that's also an increase of about just under 3%. So they're currently at $950, and so those are actually at their rates, and that's what we kind of estimated with the non-negotiated and total compensation after health insurance is figured. It's going to be in that 2.5% to 3% wages, and so that's why we said 3% for those other two. But that is a total salary or hourly rate, so it should be apples to apples.
And you got a new contract, Ryan, term beginning July 1st and for 3 years, taking you to the end of June 2028, a salary increase of 2.5% and an increase in retirement contribution to 1.25%. So you got a big smile on your face, don't you?
They decided to keep me for another year. So I was on a rolling 3-year contract, and so I'd have 2 left, and they said, let's add a third, and this is what we want to do. So I appreciate that. You know, I've been here for 23 years, and it's been a phenomenal ride, and I want to continue to do what I can to help improve the area.
You've done a great job, and you get a nice little break here where you can get away from it a little bit and do some other things and reconnect with friends and family, and I'm sure you're looking forward to not having a meeting in June, huh?
It'll be nice. Yeah, my daughter, who's finishing her second year at UNK, taking her accounting final as we speak, and then she's headed home, so be good to have her under the roof for a few months.
Great. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Next meeting, McCook, July 16th. And Daniel, you got something to add on?
Students can still register for summer and fall classes at Mid Plains Community College. Enrolling as a student at MPCC can help change your life by helping you reach your educational and career goals. Learn more by visiting our website at mpcc.edu or by giving us a call at 800-658-4308.
And I would just add with that, Corey, that if anybody's interested in coming back to school for the summer, they need to be looking right now because some classes, I think, actually started this week, and then some will start first week of June. So there's lots of different terms within the summer. So if a student's looking to go back to school, contact us quickly.
Yep, don't procrastinate. That's always good advice. Yep. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your summer. We'll catch up in a couple of months, okay?
Sorry.
Okay, yep. Bye-bye.